Tuhin Parvez.
Yes, Tuhin Parvez, exactly. Well.
Very good.
So, where are you from?
I'm from a place called Taft, California. Where are you from?
Okay.
Where are you?
Okay, I'm from a place called Dhaka, Bangladesh. Have you heard of Dhaka?
I'm afraid not. What country is that in?
Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh. That's wonderful. My first co-host is all the way from Bangladesh. That's great.
Okay, so I'm your first co-host, right?
What was that?
I'm your first co-host?
You are my very first co-host, Mr. Tuhin. Yes. Parvez.
Wow.
So what do you talk about in there in Bangladesh? What do you like to talk about on your podcast? Because this is all new to me.
Okay, this is all new to me too. Tell me something about yours, okay? Give me some lesson.
Okay,
Give me some life lessons.
Life lessons?
Yes, give me some.
Never try to rush off an airplane because you're late to see your elderly mother and you only got an hour to spend with her because the first class customers will try to tell the pilot that you were shoving them. How's that?
Thank you. Thanks. That was awesome.
You give me one. Now, what happened to you recently?
Okay, what happened to me recently? Okay, the Facebook ads crashed. So my business is going down right now.
Oh no! What happened to Facebook? This is the end of our lives if Facebook screws up on us. What happened to Facebook?
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Say. Okay. So I
nothing?
Operate a business. Okay. Product from China, then I sell them to United States, mainly using the Facebook ads and Instagram ads. But after the Cambridge Analytica scandal, Facebook is performing kind of unstable totally. So yes, we rely a lot on Facebook ads, and that is totally unstable right now.
I see. So in other words, Facebook is putting more restrictions on things.
Yes, not different restrictions, but the thing is their algorithm is acting like weird, totally weird. It's like Facebook algorithm got mad kind of thing.
They got to get the rhythm with the algos. Yeah.
So what do you do?
Primarily I make my living as an artist, but I was thinking of using this podcast to maybe share, occasional poetry, maybe some writings. I could just talk into this machine and add some background music. So that's probably what I'll do. But I if you go to painterofpaint.com, that you can see my paintings there.
Wow. I love artists that I think they are totally different than what than other normal people or general people. So I appreciate them a lot. I admire artists a lot. Okay. And I am actually a tech entrepreneur, and besides my business, I love to read books a lot.
What's a book you read recently that you just fell in love with?
Okay, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan.
Who's the author again?
Ryan.
Okay, that sounds like a good, interesting. What did you learn from it?
Okay, it's actually I actually before reading this book. I never knew the true definition of ego, okay? What actually ego is and what that ego destroy inside yourself.
Yeah.
That's kind of stuff. And it's a pretty solid writing by Ryan Holiday. And I love that. I think we all should read that book at least once in a lifetime.
Sounds like a really good book to recommend, because I know I can admit my own ego can screw things up with the way you just conduct your life. It's something to always keep in check, you got to have a healthy ego. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to defend yourself. You got to promote yourself, but you also have to rein it in if it gets out of hand, right?
Yeah. Yes, right. Absolutely.
Is that what essentially what the book is about? Like how your own ego can we can place too much importance on it?
Yes, that is stuff. It's actually define the truth ego, what actually ego is, and how this ego can destroy you. That kind of stuff, and how you can control your ego, how you can stay down to the earth. Okay, that kind of stuff. And I love.
Great. I will look for it. It's called Ego is the Enemy.
Yes, ego is the enemy. So, okay, tell me, do you love reading books?
Yes, but I listened to a lot of audiobooks recently.
Okay, suggest me one.
What?
Suggest me one.
Tell you one, The Lost Dogs. It's about these fighting dogs. Let's see, who's the author of that? I got it right over here. Lost Dogs is the story of Michael Vick's dogs, those fighting dogs that were treated so horribly, and their tale of rescue and redemption by Jim Gorant. I'm reading that right now.
Okay. Okay. It's that sounds like
research. It's research for a book I'm writing, actually.
Okay. So what book are you writing? You're writing a book?
Yeah, it's about animal rights, and it's called Zippers. It'll be out this summer. It'll be on Amazon. It'll be on Amazon and Lulu.com. And it's called Zippers.
Okay, that's amazing. I will look forward to that.
Thank you, Tuhin.
No problem. Okay, let me suggest you another good book. I can't remember the name of that author, but that was a truly solid book. And that was How Not to Die.
Ooh, good title. What is that about?
Okay, that's all about nutrition. That's about how smoking kills us and how other... what is Big Pharma hiding from us? What's the government hiding from us? And what sexually food do to our body? That kind of stuff. That's a very good book, a very good book.
Okay, I'll look for that. How not to die, right?
Yes, how not to die, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so, hey, I don't know about art. I have bought a few colors and few brushes and a palette to mix the colors.
Yeah.
Acrylic art color or that kind of thing.
Oh, good.
I bought that few days ago. I wanted to start my own arting thing, you know. I never art before anything, but I just wanted to give it a shot. I just wanted to start to expand my thoughts.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Good for you. That's great. You know, keep at it. The more you paint and draw and work with the arts, the better you get. And you may not see improvements for a year or two, but if you do a lot of it and you keep at it, you do get better. And it doesn't matter how old you are, you get better. And when you start seeing the improvements, it can be very rewarding. Take it from me. I'm a self-taught artist, so yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Thank you. Thank
You're you. Welcome. Yeah.
Okay, so... can we connect on Facebook?
Yes, it would be Peter Gullerud. That's my name on Facebook. That would be Peter. And then my last name is Gullerud. Friend me on Facebook, and I'll remember Tuhin. I'll remember your name.
Okay, great. Okay. Facebook username, that would be easier way to find you.
Facebook.
Yes, Facebook username. Is that Twitter pirated?
No, it's Peter Gullerud. The name I just gave you is a spelling.
Okay. Can you please spell again your last name.
G-U-L-L-E-R-U-D.
G-E-L-L-U-R.
G-U-L-L-E-R-U-D. Gullerud.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Norwegian, so that's what it's
for. G-U-L-L-E-R-U-D. Okay.
G-U.
I got it.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, I'll send you a friend request.
Okie dokie.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Well, we should do this again sometime. Yeah?
Yes, we will. We will. I will add you on Facebook. Then we will talk on Facebook Messenger or maybe WhatsApp.
Yeah, but yeah, let's communicate through Facebook. I don't do Messenger too much, but Facebook would be perfect. Peter Gullerud. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time, brother.
Take thank you. This was enlightening, and you sound like you have good taste in books.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bangladesh for my first podcast. Very excited. Thank you, Tuan. Thank you.